I gotta go away. It's cold out there.
I don't care.
This evening has been,
I was hoping you'd
so
drop in.
Very nice.
You brought beer and it's
my father will start to worry.
Oh, come on. What's your hurry?
My wife will be pacing.
Pretty good, right?
Floor.
Listen to
pretty
that
good
fireplace roar.
That's a funny version of Baby It's Cold Outside.
SNL?
No. You could guess
a million
50
times.
I don't think you're going to get it.
Well, it's got a laugh track. It's a late night audience. Carson?
No.
I have no idea.
It's Bo and Luke.
Who?
Oh, Dukes of Hazzard?
Yep.
Oh.
It's John Schneider and Tom Wopat.
That's funny. It's not on Dukes of Hazzard. Was it like a variety show or something?
It was in the lost clips of Dukes of Hazzard.
So a pro, the
Boss Hogg was actually playing the piano.
Show that promoted the Confederate flag and that, and then now they're promoting. Oh, I see how it goes.
Cletus was the sound guy.
Now you're losing. I know Bo, Luke, and Daisy, and Boss Hogg. I don't. Who's Uncle Jesse?
Well, he's dead. So.
Okay. Well, so we have a running theme here.
Denver Pyle couldn't make that version. Uncle Jesse. The original Uncle Jesse. There was another Uncle Jesse.
Yeah, Full House Uncle
Jesse.
There's
only one Uncle
Jesse. He's alive.
All right, so we can put this to rest, right?
That it's an offensive song and it should have no place in our children's watching habits?
No, it can have a place, but the message is awful. It really is.
If they take out the what's in my drink.
No. It's the...
Damn it!
She's trying to leave! She wants to get to the door. He's blocking the door. It's kidnapping.
My dad's waiting
it's
for
kidnapping
me. He's very worried.
It's kidnapping and rape.
There's a little bit of heat. They're trying to deal with the heat. A little heat between them. Trying to deal with it.
This is... I caught myself on that. We're good.
We're good.
It's definitely...
Dump, 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 dump.
That's it.
It's a bad message.
God, you guys are idiots. You totally took the bait. You totally took the bait of this stupid radio station in Cleveland that is getting everyone.
No, because I know what they were doing, and I don't think it should be banned. Play it for 3 hours straight. I don't care, but it is a bad message.
You know, here's the good news as we turn the page to the 4 o'clock hour. We will not be taking this off the air. We will not be banning it. In fact, we will have a different version of Baby It's Cold Outside every day on this show the rest of the month.
Cofield and Company will be back in 90 seconds. Keep it here on ESPN Las Vegas.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand, a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 855-875-CASH, and one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible, regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. That's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today. First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612, NMLS 128231. Equal housing lender not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Again, that's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today.
The smell of a freshly unwrapped album. Drop it on the turntable. Put the needle on the record. And behold the sound of pure analog vinyl. Hear the magic for yourself at Premier Audio Video. While Bluetooth is fine for the gym, you deserve more at home. Premier Audio Video can show you just how easy it is to upgrade your listening experience with a stereo receiver and a pair of speakers. Stop by Premier Audio Video on South Fort Apache Road, open weekdays from 8 to 5 p.m. Call for your private demo.
ESPN Radio 1100 and 100.9 FM is KWWN Las Vegas. K265EZ.
It's Cofield and Company with Steve Cofield.
Oh, good for you!
Adam Hill.
You can trouble me for a warm glass of shut the hell up. Now you will go to sleep. Right, put you to sleep.
And Ryan McKinnell.
Oh, I don't think I'm a lot dumber than you thought that I think that I thought I was once.
On ESPN Las Vegas.
I hate you. I hate you. I don't even know you, and I hate your guts. I hope all the bad things in life happen to you and nobody else but you.
It's a VGK game day out here in the park. Little nippy, so bundle up. Adam Hill chose not to do that, so he's freezing his large ass off, and Ryan McKittle bundled up. I'm bundled up. Angel's interesting, our remote tech, because I said to Angel, because he looked just frigid earlier, I said, you know, maybe we need to shut this down for January and February, because we're going to do all these outside shows, you know, for the games were available, the home games, because we're all over town. And Angel's like, no. He's like, I'll freeze. He's like, let's do it.
Well,
he's like, I need the checks. Come on.
Angel's
like,
also, right. Angel's been eating the entire show, first of all. He's got McNuggets and fries and everything going on over there. But I did want to point out, we like to keep a list of things that Angel likes.
Do you have the whole list in your head? Remote Tech Angel.
The song Roller Coaster of Love was on there.
What's another song? That I think he almost cried over.
Well,
I love it too.
He liked Mary Tyler Moore.
The theme to Mary Tyler Moore.
Angel can turn the world on with his smile.
Yes.
He loves stuffed crust pizza. Pepperoni stuffed crust pizza.
Yep.
What song were you thinking of?
It was Mary Tyler Moore.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I got a real issue here.
Wait, what?
Well, I like what he's eating. I don't like how he's eating it. Where's the sauce?
Yeah, that's true. No sauce.
No sweet and sour. You're a monster.
You're a monster.
Kind of.
He's just trying to stay warm any way he can.
Wasn't root beer on the list? Was root beer?
He loves root beer.
And then we've also added, I think he's on your side, we've added Baby It's Cold Outside to the mix because...
He does love it.
No matter which version you're playing.
He was Millie rocking.
He was dancing and singing to it.
He is also one of the millions in town who like the Steve Cofield pizza.
Millions?
Yes.
Wow. I mean, it's no lobster back.
I think it was...
Well, I got my gift certificate, so I'll give it a try in the next month or two.
Good deal. I like it.
Lobster mac and cheese is the way to go. I mean, clearly.
Mm-hmm. Can't say I'll be trying
it. Delicious.
That. Okay, I'll try it.
We go until 6. Then Adam and Ryan are going into the game tonight. The world champion Capitals. Actually, I have a lot of fans out here.
Yeah,
so, you know.
Yeah.
Bring your brass knuckles. Light them up a little bit. No, don't do that.
I feel comfortable amongst my people.
They're a fun bunch. And Adam actually had members of the organization walk through earlier, and they're like giving him fist pumps. They're like, hey, pal.
Very friendly. No, I mean very friendly.
Big time trader, Adam Hill.
I haven't seen some of my boys in 2 years. I don't give them dap like that.
The rumors and claims.
Well, I was if you
are
remember
true.
Last year during the playoffs.
Not really a Vegas guy.
My assignment was covering the opposing teams through each round of the playoffs last year. So, you know, it's my job to develop some relationships and certainly have some.
So you're clearly as close with Winnipeg and some of the other franchises.
Well, no,
it's not just
as Steve knows
that beat Vegas in the Stanley Cup.
As Steve knows, not very popular in the Winnipeg locker room.
No.
I got the lecture last year, the browbeating during the press conference.
Oh, when are they coming back? When's that PR guy coming?
Yeah, it's got to be.
That'll be fun.
It was the coach, too.
The coach did give you the
very
evil
eye. Unhappy.
They're such babies. Tough guy sport and they're babies. Cut it out.
He's going to add Gallant to the list today, so that's good.
What happened today?
What
do you get mad at you about now?
You know what? It's 100% my fault. I will say that. Max Pacioretty is questionable tonight.
Right.
For those that don't know.
Here we go. The injury mystery.
So, yesterday...
Tracking the atom.
Max Pacioretty left the ice during practice yesterday after a couple minutes, barely practiced, and Gallant said he just wasn't feeling well, which, okay, that's fine. Today he did not participate in the morning skate, which is optional, and that's fine also. But Gerard Gallant, I asked, will he play tonight? He said he won't know till 5 o'clock, and I said, well, there's not really any clarity on what that is. You said he wasn't feeling well. Is that injury, illness? What is it? And he just looked at me and said he's not feeling well, and I... completely out of line, I will admit, gave like a half eye roll, like, that doesn't mean anything.
Did you give that guy?
And
that guy.
He goes, is that good enough for you? And I was like, no, it's not.
Oh, you answered.
No, I mean, very
did you stand up?
No.
What do you say, Steve? What do you say after he catches you with the eye roll? Like, what do you do?
Definitely not.
There's nothing you can do. You got caught.
He busted me. And it was 100% my fault. But yes, that is not an answer. He's not feeling well. Is his ankle not feeling well or his tummy?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I know.
He said tummy.
And
yes, I did on purpose.
And coaches getting combative drive me nuts, but I have Gallant's back because you are.
No, I'm.
You are really annoying.
I'm taking his side. I agree. I completely agree with him today.
I'll take you behind the curtain. We don't have to get into specifics. Take you behind the Lotus curtain. We had a discussion last week about some social media philosophies, and we do a 45-minute meeting, and then Adam has to get up and crap all over the meeting, and I, like, freaking lost it.
You're
no,
wrong.
You did. You're the first thing you stood up, you're like, Facebook's stupid. I would never use it. It's a dumb medium, but I'll do it.
Right. That's, yes. Exactly.
You're annoying.
I'm doing you're this annoying. Just for you.
You always have something to say, and you have to push back, on the air is fine, but in Gallant's face, maybe not.
No,
in our boss's faces, maybe not.
How did you not crap on the meeting?
It's
the exact opposite. What I'm saying is, I hate.
Right, but
there's
got to be a qualifier.
Yes, I'm doing this just for you.
I hate everything you just said.
No, this is
the
opposite. You're wrong about that.
It's all for you, Vegas.
I will make the sacrifice.
Yes, that's what it is. You convinced me to do this. I'm only doing it for you because you said it's a good idea to do it. So I'm doing it for you. I think it's awful.
Thank you.
Facebook's stupid.
Thank you so much.
I'm doing it for you.
Thank you so much.
Yes.
Thank you.
Isn't that the point of having
for doing a little bit more than your job was calling for? Just a little bit more.
Yeah, only
for
the job.
Those who have worked at the paper or work at the paper know what we're talking about.
Actually, no. They don't.
Yes, they do. Sources.
Steve's got sources, Adam.
He's flabbergasted. All right, so we just spent 10 minutes on Baby It's Cold Outside. We took the bait, and you jabronis were making the case that it is offensive. I would like you to tell... I might not be... Well, I don't know where I'm going to go with Tua and his dad. So what exactly happened with this recent discussion where... Tua Tagovailoa from Alabama was talking about his upbringing and how he was disciplined.
And he said during an interview that was on College Game Day that when he didn't play well or he made mistakes in games, his dad would beat him. He was telling the story to be, look, this is why I got so good. This is my dad helped me get to this point by doing this.
Tough love.
The reaction, understandably, was, what the hell? Your dad beat you? So, clearly he wasn't saying, like, hey, feel bad for me, my dad did this to me, but that's what you're going to get. Like, people, you know, that's not how it's going to come across to people. They're certainly going to first look at the outrage. And the odd thing was kind of how it was portrayed the interview happened, there was no real follow-up on it during the interview, and then Desmond Howard made that kind of a reference about, like, oh, it's interesting. It's an interesting parental philosophy. But there wasn't a whole lot discussed. But certainly, immediately, social media was going ballistic about it. And you understand why. I mean, this is an issue we know going back to Adrian Peterson, who, by the way, once again said he still hits his kid after the entire controversy. I don't know why you just wouldn't say, no, I don't do it anymore, even if you're doing it.
Because he wasn't sorry that he did it the first time around.
Of course.
He believes what he did was right.
Of course. What is happening?
Man, we got this.
Trying to warm you up.
This is like dangerous.
Nick is finally warming up, Adam.
Giving him a shoulder rub.
It's good. Got a
I'll
lot
take
of
some.
Today.
I'll take some of that. Oh, that feels good.
Cofield leaned into it.
Steve's ready for Alaska, though. He doesn't even need. Nah. He doesn't need to be warm.
See, that's the opposite of Baby It's Cold Outside. Steve asked for that. Yeah. Steve leaned into that. Steve was like, "Hey, Nick, rub me and make me warm."
Yeah, it's true.
I'm not afraid of contact. Not a freaking weirdo like Adam who can't be hugged.
It's weird.
That felt good, didn't it? Warmed you up a little bit. No?
We got the heater on now.
I can still feel it.
I was just very uncomfortable.
So where do we go with this Tua thing?
I mean, I don't think it really goes anywhere. It's going to, you know, reignite the debates about, you know, people weighing in on it. And, I'm certainly against it. I don't think it's right. I don't think it's the proper way to do things. I do understand that there is... I don't really understand. I mean, it's a bad thing.
It's such a fine line, though, and especially when you start, without knowing specifics, like what exactly Dad was doing, it's such a fine line when you start moving into folks' parental zones and how they discipline their kids and how they treat them. A lot of philosophies.
And also,
a lot of philosophies, and then that can turn into, hey, you know, people are too mean and they were too mean in the past with their kids, and then the flip side is People are way too nice with their kids and coddle them, and look at what's being produced.
Yep.
Again, I'm not a parent, though, and hey, you do what you want with your kid. I hope your kid doesn't murder me or something. Well, or
yeah,
you know, take advantage of the system because they're freaking freeloaders because you never taught them a lesson. I don't know if he was whipping him every day with a belt, punching him in the face, you know, sit in the dark closet for hours. I don't know if he was torturing the kid. I lean on the discipline side more. Again, I don't have kids. Thank God.
Yeah, that's not
surprising. I was disciplined, and look! Look at how I turned out!
It's really not surprising that you're all about the discipline side.
Well, you know what? I don't know about Big Mac, but I had a disciplinarian in my family. Was I hit a little bit? Yeah. My father never hit us. He whacked me in the grill one time because I was being just unbelievably annoying. It was like the only time he hit me, probably at like 14. But yeah, I got whacked around here and there by my mother, but more of it was just yelling and stay in line, behave yourself.
I think it's important to have a healthy
and I don't have scars. And Yeah, everyone's different. I had my older brother tell me one time, he's like, oh man, she used to yell at you all the time. I mean, how do you not remember that? I'm like, I don't. Don't care. Don't care. Had some effects, obviously. but I don't look at it as a negative. And everyone's different.
Well, it's levels to it, right? You can't be Adrian Peterson taking a switch across the growing of your child, right? Like,
no.
That is obviously not good, but I do subscribe to what you're saying. It's important to have a healthy fear, I think, on some level of your parents. You don't want to be owning your household at 13 years old. Like, whatever, I do what I want. Shut up, woman. Don't talk to me like that. I mean, you do have to have some sort of checks and balances.
And if he was beating up his kid after poor sports performances, a little hardcore.
That's concerning.
Would it work?
It did.
That was sarcastic, by the way.
You can be sarcastic, but the truth is it did work. Now, the question would be, would he have been...
What if it would have been better?
It's the Lawrence Taylor question, right? Like, but we'll never really know. Here's the thing with child discipline, being a disciplinarian, right? If you go too far, you can create a psychopath who doesn't care about physical anything. Like, you hit them, and they almost begin to enjoy it, or they don't respect it, and then you create a monster.
Who was the disciplinarian with you?
My mom.
More verbal than anything else?
Yeah. But she did pop me a couple of times. If it were me... Yeah. If it was me and my kid talked to me the way I did her, and I remember the one time she really hauled off, it would have been so much worse if it was me. I would have absolutely destroyed a kid, like black and blue. I was a problem, and it was that 14-year-old age where I was real combative and I said really personal stuff, and you know, in a place that was totally it wasn't warranted. I was just doing it to make her feel terrible.
Right.
So, yeah.
Adam clearly never disciplined.
Yeah, I don't think that's true.
Who was it, mom or dad? Linda, Kurt? Who dropped the hammer?
It was both at times.
Really?
I'd say more mom.
I couldn't see Kurt doing it. Your dad's so affable. So meek.
He is like 98% of the time, but like he can go off pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was terrified of my dad. That's why he wasn't a disciplinarian.
That's
he
why
didn't need to be.
My father as well. Like, there's a healthy respect because he never did it.
Well, only in traffic.
Yeah, my dad.
We learned that.
That's when I got hit, was in traffic. Yep.
No, I didn't get hit.
I
didn't. He was an aggressive driver.
Oh, okay.
In road rage.
Yeah, he would get a little fired up.
Yeah.
He's ready to go.
It happens. Certainly. There was a wooden spoon that everybody was scared of in the house, for sure.
The old wooden spoon.
Well, I'll take it back. I think your mom did a great job.
Yes.
With you.
Yes.
With you, for no doubt. Yes. No doubt.
Yeah.
Great
Very
job.
Good kid.
My mom once ran over a Christmas present of mine.
On purpose?
Yeah, I had
that's discipline.
I had a Batman. You know when the original Michael Keaton Batman came out? It was like a gun that shot it shot styrofoam something. But she told me not to shoot it at anyone.
Yep.
I shot it in my best friend's eye.
Oh God, that's
she
awesome.
Took it. She took it from my hands, made me watch, took it out to the garage, put it underneath the wheel, and ran over it right in front of me.
Oh, Mama Mac.
She's a G.
Wow. That is sweet.
I'm pretty sure that wasn't the only time either. She knew that I was a problem. She knew that if she was going to give me an inch, I'd take a yard. So she handled me absolutely perfectly. Thank you, Mom.
Update on Mike McCarthy, especially with regards to Aaron Rodgers. I guess Rodgers has now come out, and it looks like he's trying to score some points here because he is getting beat up in some circles.
Follow the Cofield and Company crew around Sin City on Instagram at ESPN Las Vegas.
Since 1967, Las Vegas has happened. At the iconic Las Vegas Country Club, both members and guests love our tree-lined, historic course and large practice areas located in the heart of the city. Tennis players thrive in our indoor tennis center. And our stunning clubhouse features a fitness center, social bar, fine dining, and is spectacular for events, weddings, and family occasions. Find out how easy it is to join our social, sports, individual, corporate, or golf memberships. Call Jennifer at 734-1122, extension 225, or visit LasVegasCC.com.
Pub 365 is home to 365 beers and a delicious menu of modern pub fare. Our Best of Las Vegas award-winning beer selection features everything from local brews to rare specialty beers. Pub 365. 365 beers, extraordinary food.
Hey, it's Steve Cofield. Some people call me the fixer. Why? Because I give you solutions to your problems. Struggling to find that holiday gift for the family and friends? Send the holiday gift that families across America have loved for over 100 years, Omaha Steaks. They've got a great special going on right now at omahasteaks.com, but you got to enter the code Cofield, C-O-F-I-E-L-D. That goes in the search bar. 74% off the Omaha Steaks family gift package. Originally $195, now it's just $49.99. You get 4 hand-cut top sirloin steaks, 2 savory premium pork chops, 4 chicken fried steaks, 4 Omaha steak burgers, all beef meatballs, 4 kielbasa sausages, 4 potatoes au gratin, and 4 caramel apple tartlets, plus 4 more burgers on top of that. And you know what's good? Omaha Steaks has over 100 years of experience delivering perfectly aged beef hand-cut by master butchers in Omaha. Go to omahasteaks.com, type Cofield in the search bar, and add the family gift package to your cart. Don't wait. Order it now. I told you the $12 haircuts ain't getting it done anymore. So my new stop is Swagger Men's Grooming. Hey, it's Steve Cofield. You see me doing the daily videos, making TV appearances, working the sidelines of the college games. I can't be looking like a total scrub with my do and this sweet mustache. They do haircuts, beard trims, face shaves, hair color, and waxing. Shampoo and a little massage is included. And if you mention Cofield and Company or Sports Radio, Swagger will give you that nose wax for free. It's at Coronado and Eastern. Swagger Men's Grooming. Walk in and swagger out.
Last winter, Lotus Broadcasting held our annual Christmas party at Reflection Bay Golf Club at Lake Las Vegas, and I must tell you, I was totally impressed. Reflection Bay Golf Club is top-notch all the way, and it's the ideal setting for holiday parties, weddings, corporate events, and more. They can handle any size crowd up to 200 people. And now Reflection Bay is proud to announce celebrity chef Scott Cummings from Hell's Kitchen TV series. Plan your next big event at Reflection Bay Golf Club at Lake Las Vegas. Go to reflectionbaygolf.com.
This is Lily, Utah's regional manager. I've been with Dollar Loan Center for over 8 years. Happy holidays. Recently, Mike came in and needed $1,000 to get his dog out of the vet after an emergency surgery. He had been trying to get a loan all day, but every company they applied at required them to have a checking account. They didn't have one.
Yep, pets get very expensive when they have to go to the vet. So what happened?
We were able to process a loan over the phone since they had all their info right in front of them and got them approved without a checking account. Mike was so thankful that they brought their dog PETA for a visit at our store when they paid their loan off.
Thanks, Lily. Get fully funded with no checking account required. You can apply over the phone, online at don'tbebroke.com or at any one of our over 50 DLC locations.
By Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet the normal loan qualifications. To review loan qualifications, visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
This fall, get in the game and earn cash for betting sports with William Hill on your phone or tablet. During William Hill's Fall Rewards, earn up to $100 cash with the William Hill Nevada Mobile Sports app. Between now and December 31st, you'll be eligible for cash back points for every wager made, win or lose on the mobile sports app. You heard me, win or lose. You will also earn bonus cash back for teasers and parlay card wagers made on the app. To enroll in Fall Rewards, visit williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us.
Back, leg, and neck pain can drive you nuts, right? It does for me, and it can affect you every day. It can make you feel freaking grumpy and hard to get through that workday. Well, I found some relief for you, the Cofield & Company listener. Get into the Good Feet store ASAP. It's not going to cost you anything to go. You try on the product and see how it feels. The experts at Good Feet will get to know you just like they did for me, because they want to understand what your work environment is like, your favorite recreational activities. Why? Well, it's important to properly match you to the appropriate art support. When I was there, they had me walk around, try the different styles. They even tell you to leave, take the art supports for a test walk. The experts at the Good Feet store are there to help you, not simply sell something, and they want to try to give you the long-term solution that you've been looking for. Hit the Good Feet store any day, 7 days a week. That personalized fitting is free. There's a Good Feet store at 26 West Sahara and 4150 Blue Diamond, just west of the Silverton. Get into the Good Feet store today and get $100 free of Good Feet's patented three-step system.
College football fans, the Mitsubishi Motors Las Vegas Bowl is back. Sam Boyd Stadium, Saturday, December 15th. Don't miss the 21st-ranked Fresno State Bulldogs as they take on the Arizona State Sun Devils for the first time in 77 years. The free Bud Light pregame fan fest opens at 9 a.m., and the game kicks off at 12:30 p.m. live on ABC. Tickets are on sale now at lvbowl.com. The Mitsubishi Motors Las Vegas Bowl, where college football bowl season begins.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Everyone knows that even good people fall on hard times. Your credit cards get maxed out and you get behind on your taxes. Unfortunately, the IRS is not as understanding, and they won't stop until they collect. They have the power to take your paycheck, freeze your bank accounts, even your home or business could be at risk. It's simply not worth it to take on the IRS by yourself. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. When you call, be sure to ask about the Fresh Start Initiative. It's a special IRS tax debt assistance program that could save you thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima will immediately provide you with a team of professionals who could protect you from the IRS, ensuring that you get the best possible outcome. The Better Business Bureau has awarded them an A-plus rating, and you will too. So put the hard times behind you and call Optima today for a free consultation.
Call 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922. 800-375-2922.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
It's Cofield and Company on ESPN Las Vegas.
All right, having a good time down here at the park, right across from Beer House, getting ready for Golden Knights and those Capitals. The Russians! They're back in town. Lots of D.C. transplants? Or do they travel for this? They're all over the place.
Amazing what happened to win a title, Steve, in every sport.
Well, okay. This is like this for like the true hockey fans, and especially for a game like this, which is a Stanley Cup rematch. These fans are playing their whole year around this. They've got their calendar marked. It's the one time their team goes to Sin City. They're coming no matter what. They don't care.
Enjoy the warm weather.
Right. They don't care.
But bummer.
It is a bummer, but they don't care what their team's record is. They don't care. This is about Vegas. It's about coming to enjoy their team in a really cool backdrop, and we're out and enjoying it.
This is what we've been pitched with both VGK and especially our publicly funded team, the Raiders, that, teams are and their fans are going to – well, teams are coming, but their fans are going to travel to watch these games. All right, what's trending? Let's start with Aaron Rodgers coming out and saying of Mike McCarthy and the firing – it's been a really tough day.
It's difficult. It's been difficult, Steve.
That's nice.
However, you know that.
Traumatic.
Good of him to say.
But
now,
he's also
now, the problem is Rodgers the guy who actually got Mike McCarthy fired?
Well, and that's what I think Aaron Rodgers is doing here. We know that Aaron Rodgers, like, seems to have a tough time with interpersonal relationships.
Has his brother, Jordan, countered with, you fired him, Aaron. You're the one who got rid of McCarthy. It can't be a rough day if you did the firing.
Did he really say that? Did the brother really come out and Jordan say that?
No, he's talking about the...
Oh.
When Aaron Rodgers tweeted about, hey, let's all help and pitch in for the people that are affected by fires.
In California.
Oh, right. The parents.
How about if you check on your mom,
okay,
who's been affected by the
fires? I thought he chimed in on the McCarthy thing, which would have just seen incredibly petty.
Tick, tick, tick.
Yeah, right.
It's coming.
Right.
He said... Aaron Rodgers said, and again, I think this is just complete PR cover-up for the attacks he's been getting for getting McCarthy fired. The frustrating thing this year, as much as any other year, is some of the stuff that came out about Mike and I's relationship. As I told you all here many times on Wednesdays, we've met this year more than any other year. We spend a lot of time on Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays and Saturdays. A lot of it is about the game plan and about stuff we like or don't like, but a lot of it is just talking about life and lessons and thoughts and dreams.
Ooh.
I really always appreciated that time with Mike, getting to know him on a personal level. As much as what was made, the conjecture about him and I's relationship, it was always built on mutual respect and communication. That's why this is a difficult day for myself and the other guys in the locker room.
Did he throw in a thoughts and dreams?
Laying
thoughts,
it on thick?
Thoughts and dreams.
You know what?
What does Mike McCarthy dream about? There's nothing. There's no dreams.
One of the most gruff guys in football, and all of a sudden
ridiculous.
They're hugging it out over some Chablis late night talking dreams.
Imagine sitting in the quarterback room and Aaron's like, Mike, what do you dream about? Oh, puppies and unicorns, Aaron. Like, what are they? They're not talking about dreams. It's a ridiculous statement.
I'm going to regret saying this as a Bears fan, but on some level, shouldn't we give Rodgers credit?
We know
he hates him. We know he has no respect for him.
No, it's phony.
It is phony.
Don't
I agree.
Give him credit for being phony.
But isn't it
come
better?
Out and say, this is a damn good day. I finally got my wish.
But isn't that
this
better?
This is everything I dreamed about.
Isn't that better, though, than the alternative? I mean, okay, so you're saying he shouldn't do that. So what's the alternative? He comes out and he says Mike McCarthy sucks. He's
yes.
a No
yes.
one should hire him.
You got him fired. Come out and say why. I got him fired because of this. He wasted my talents. He didn't put me in the right position to succeed. He didn't build a team around me. He didn't put me in the right offense. All of those, say those things. Don't come out and say, we sat around and talked about our hopes and dreams. I liked him. This is a tough day. Shut up. You're lying. You're just lying. That's what you're doing. Why are you getting credit for that? You're being phony and fake in every way. So stop. Be real. He's never been real in public once in his life. Yes, I'm saying that again. He hasn't. His whole life is a lie. So just come out and be honest. That's all people are looking for.
That was a good rant. If you wondered why we backed off, there was a just annihilated dude leaning over Big Mac, and I was just like, well, he's got a beer can in his hand, so this could go right into Big Mac's face.
In an Ovechkin jersey.
Let's see what happens here.
It would make good radio.
Angel laid back. Angel's like, I got more nuggets.
Luckily,
no dip either. You want to worry about the dip? I'm eating my nuggets, brother. Ripping me a half an hour ago. No security on my part.
Luckily, his friend grabbed him.
Oh, he did?
Away, yeah.
Okay. So let's look at McCarthy moving forward. Will he have a job next year?
Yes.
You think right away he gets a job?
Yeah. I don't necessarily think he's a head coach.
I'm talking as a head coach.
Oh, no, maybe not.
He gets it. Well, okay. So, I mean, if he's coaching, that he gets it if he wants it, right? It's a question of if McCarthy wants to coach next year. Now, I'm not – the head coach thing's a different thing. You guys can argue over that. I think resume alone and the amount of winning seasons he has, he's a Super Bowl champion. I don't think he takes that demotion. I don't think he willingly. I think it's head coach or bust for McCarthy. Now, whether that happens next year or whether he kind of surveys the landscape, I think that's yet to be seen.
Oh, God. I can already see. I already know. Jets.
Yeah, probably.
And I'm telling you right now, I really have the sneaky suspicion that Mike McCarthy is going to turn out to be George Seifert.
Yeah.
Right? Remember George Seifert?
Yeah.
Sure. Propped up by a team that wasn't his.
Leaves the Niners.
John Fox.
Goes to the Panthers.
Yep.
Just terrible without Steve Young.
Nope.
Just terrible.
Yeah. I mean, they can.
I mean, I guess. The Browns have some interest. I guess the Jets would, because he is an offense-first guy. He certainly likes to throw the ball. I mean, I'll tell you, Mike McCarthy with the New York media, forget about it. That ain't going to work.
Mike McCarthy under Urban Meyer at Cleveland?
Why doesn't he just do a reality show where he sits around and discusses dreams with people? And he seems, that's what he seems to like to do, apparently.
Motivational speaking to Mike McCarthy?
I have very close friends that I talk to about a lot of things. Never dreams.
There it is. Life
never.
Life coach Mike McCarthy.
Nobody sits around talking about their dreams, especially with a boss they hate. What is happening? Who's believing this?
Just love it.
Nobody.
No one sits around talking about their dreams.
With a boss they hate. It doesn't happen.
He did lose me when he laid it on there. I mean, that was...
It's completely ridiculous.
It was super thick.
You know you're reaching at that point.
Yeah.
Of course.
It was obvious to everyone. Even sports fans were like, wait, or non-sports fans. Like, you did what? With your coach? When? How?
Is there, you know...
How much time are you wasting in meetings? Talk about the offense!
I'm not sure high school...
Enough talking about your dreams!
I'm not sure
talk about why you can't complete enough passes to win games when you have Aaron Rodgers as your quarterback.
Is there a coach in the NFL who would chat about his dreams?
Yeah.
Who?
Pete Carroll.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah,
immediately.
Absolutely.
He's the guy.
Yep. Definitely.
Who else is...
Dick Vermeil, if he was still coaching.
Oh, no doubt.
Yeah, Vermeil.
And
weeping as he talks about those
it's
dreams.
It's just blubbering talking about dreams.
I don't think Matt Patricia's doing it.
It's a safe bet.
Shut up!
I'm pretty sure Bill Belichick isn't.
No, Belichick's not.
Belichick's not. He's like, what are dreams?
Insanity.
Thoughts and dreams from Aaron Rodgers.
So stupid.
Just... grasping at straws, trying to come up with something to cover this lying he's doing.
It's nonsense. Complete and total nonsense.
A little more NFL and what's trending. Ryan sends over, and this is, you're really opening a Pandora's box here. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You sent over the amazing numbers and the pace that one Philip Lindsay is on from the Broncos. Undrafted, free agent running back. Give us an idea what you sent.
Yeah, it's a stat. It's pretty staggering. Since 1990, only five players have averaged above 6 yards per carry and then also rushed for over 1,000 yards. If Lindsay keeps up the current track, he's going to be the sixth. Listen to these names. Adrian Peterson, Jamal Charles, Mike Vick, Barry Sanders, and kind of a surprising one for me, Adam's boy, C.J. Spiller.
Yeah. Steve knows how I felt about that draft pick.
I hated it.
I was furious.
He hated it. He flipped out.
Crazy numbers.
Stormed out of the draft party.
We will hear about Philip Lindsay at a minimum over the next five NFL drafts from Adam Hill because he's already built his case. It's absurd, but go ahead and say it again.
You can get a running back anywhere.
Don't take a running back in the first round because there's always Philip Lindsay's out there.
When did Tariq Cohen get drafted?
Running backs are completely dispensable. There's like three that
but
aren't.
The problem with your Philip Lindsay... because we're in the now. The problem is he just gave you the facts. This never happens. Well, it's the 6 yards of carry thing.
Right.
Is this that? But the undrafted free agent running back, the last guy to put up these sorts of numbers was Dominic Rhodes. Beyond that, you can't just find a running back anywhere.
Yeah, you can.
Not undrafted. You can't use Philip Lindsay, who's the ultimate outlier, as the guy you're going to hold up for 5 years and go, look, Lindsay, you don't even have to draft one.
But the point is, you look for guys. You bring in guys. You try them out. You see who's going to work out on the field. And you figure it out. You plug it in.
Game. Just figure it out.
Yes.
There's 15 teams in a league that don't have, a top-level back. Just figure it out.
It's that easy.
Well, that's mostly...
get them in the fourth.
That's mostly scheme and blocking and everything else, too. If you find the right scheme and you have the right blocking, any running back will be able to do that. Now, there's certain guys that are transformed. Like, Gurley is a different level.
Saquon Barkley.
Zeke Elliott is a different level.
Right.
Saquon Barkley is really good, but they're not better enough to the point that you waste first-round picks on them.
That's ridiculous. Look
see
at what
I mean?
Look what Dallas was without Ezekiel Elliott. Like, come on.
He's going to use this guy's unbelievable season.
I'm just saying Zeke was
a bad example.
He clearly is the straw that stirs that drink. You can use that example for a lot of different teams.
Their offensive line is what stirred the drink. The offensive line.
Then why couldn't other people put up the numbers that Zeke put up? Why if it's so much scheming? Let's see how.
I'm saying if they would have had different guys in the lineup,
they were terrible running the ball. They took a giant dump when he was out for the six games.
Huge.
I mean,
their whole team's different.
Alfred,
line was different.
Alfred.
They have offensive line injuries. You remember that?
Nah, that's a good point. The left tackle was out for a time.
Yeah, that was the issue.
Well, I thought it was later. No, that was actually – it was split between Elliott coming back and being out.
Here's the thing. You can take the Le'Veon Bell situation. You can look at James Conner. That furthers Adam's argument. Then there's an Ezekiel Elliott. There's counters and agreements that you can point to in both examples. I don't know if there's a right answer. I will say this. In the era we're living, it is clear that running backs' value has dipped a little bit. They're not as important as they have been in other eras. I will agree with you on that. And this idea that they're a dime a dozen and you can just plug someone into a system and you're going to get results, I think that's absolutely ridiculous. You have things to back it up, but I just don't think it's enough of a sample size because there's too many in contrast that go against what you're saying.
Let's move on to coaching news. Cliff Kingsbury, former Texas Tech coach. And from what we understand, there was a bidding war between the NFL to have this guy come in as an OC. Keep in mind, he was fired by Texas Tech. And the NFL was fighting USC. Southern Cal won. This guy passed on the NFL to be the OC at Southern Cal. Why?
No, he didn't. He passed on the NFL, a coordinator job in the NFL, to be the head coach at USC.
What?
Yes.
What do you mean, Adam?
They brought him in to take over for help. That's what this is. He's going to be the next head coach at USC. That's why he took this job. Yeah. That's what they're setting up. If Helton stumbles at all, Kingsbury's taking over. And that's why he took the job. That's why they wanted him. First of all, to put pressure on Helton. And that's what's going to happen. He's going to be the head coach at USC.
Wow. All right. Well, I made the guarantee last year that – actually, earlier this year – that Todd Haley would be the guy for Hugh Jackson, but Todd Haley couldn't manage himself to get the job. I think he was going to be.
Yeah.
I'm with Adam on this. I think they're sort of conditioning the fan base for the move. Maybe it wouldn't be as easy a sell if you fire Helton and then immediately hire a guy who just got fired.
I think that's why it's happening. Yeah.
So he'll get – if he loses 8-game mark, and I don't have – you know, their schedule's not set yet. But 8-game mark, if they're not like 6-2 – they're 5-3, 4-4. Agreed. Then he's probably taken over.
Yep, definitely.
Wow.
I think most people are surprised Helton's even there. I am at least, to an extent.
So what? When you're the agent and Kingsbury, I mean, how stealthy do you have to be on the deal? Because aren't you like, all right, he's going to get these top level coordinators? Believe it or not, this is incredible what the Power Five is dealing with versus Group of Five like UNLV. He's probably getting minimum of $1.2 million. What do they do behind the scenes? They have like a Raleigh Massimino deal? Like UNLV did, where they're like, all right, if you are elevated to head coach, we're guaranteeing you 4 a year.
Probably.
I would hope so for his sake.
They probably have that.
Right? And there's a timeline.
Yeah.
And there's a timeline. There's no buyout.
For sure.
No buyout. Can't be a buyout because, hey, you're going to be the guy if this doesn't work. So after 2 years, there's no buyout. Anyone can grab you. You can leave for nothing.
Yeah. I'm sure all those things are in place.
Boy, this cannot be. I mean, on one hand, Helton should be excited because Kingsbury is a really good offensive mind, but you're like, okay.
What?
What's going on here?
And then as Helton, you have to hope that the offense isn't too good.
Right. Do a good job, but not too good a job.
Like, don't be too good. Don't overshadow the rest of our team.
I don't want to see any 6 touchdown games this year.
I think you're also begging your DC. You're like, please. Please, we can't have Kingsbury kick ass, and then the other unit stinks, and we're losing, you know, 45-42.
Yeah, exactly.
That'll kill me.
Yeah. If we lose, it better be 6-3. You can pin the loss completely on Kingsbury. I think that's what his hope is going into the season, which is not a good position for a head coach to be in.
Also trending, the final announcement on what the 51s are going to be. What's a new name going to be? That's coming up on Saturday.
Well, it's more, I mean, I think we know. It's not.
And logo. Name and logo. I mean, I think we're pretty sure it's Aviators.
Okay, I was going to say, is that not public? I thought it was.
But the logo, too.
I bet you it involves a plane.
I don't know. I mean, probably.
It's not going to be a thing of sunglasses.
I might not want to see what it looks like. You're big on these logos, man.
Yeah, I am.
You've been killing the team you cover.
Yeah, the Knights logo is horrific. It's terrible.
Do we get like a goofy wingman mascot, like googly eyes and like half-cocked goggles?
Yeah, I think like a, yeah, like a scarf.
Yeah.
Like
an old timey World
like
War II,
a,
yeah,
like
yeah.
A Red Baron.
With the brown goggles and
yeah. I don't know. Like yeah, with the open window on the plane, hanging out, and like a thumbs up. That's what I want to see.
Color scheme's important, very important these days.
Yeah,
absolutely.
For sure. I think what, green and yellow.
Man, I guess I'd be for that. At least they have to have alternate uniforms that are, you know, reminiscent of like the 73 A's when it was really gaudy.
Well, if it was a 73 theme, wouldn't you just have, like, a logo of a pilot begging stewardess?
Very topical.
Sure.
Alternate jersey. Giveaway!
In the cockpit, tipping.
No, I was thinking in the bathroom.
Toasting with a drink.
Drinking a martini.
It was a 73 aviator.
Playing its baby, it's cold outside, yes. With an interactive electronic button for the alternate holiday jersey.
Should they let us design this?
I think so, Adam.
Well, hey, Chuck.
Got some geniuses down here.
Chuck Johnson. Chuck, we got some ideas for you. We're listening today.
What if that's it?
Yeah. Fellow Cleveland fan flashing behind you.
They do the big announcement, the unveiling, and they have like one of those easels set up, and they pull the curtain, and that's what the logo is.
Man, can I tell you also in what's trending, I am so glad the Mets affiliation is over. I'm so done with the Mets and the foolishness of the organization and the stupid, we're limited financially crutch and destroying their pitchers where they're all hurt. And the latest move they've made, come on. I understand. Edwin Diaz is a hell of a get. The Mets finally spend money. It's $24 million a year for Robbie Cano until he's 41. His deal goes until 2023, the deal they made to get this young reliever, and they get Cano back in New York.
Are they making sure Cano's on PEDs? I mean, it's a good deal if you know he's on steroids. I'd take that.
That's very much a mixed bag. You're right. If he's off, can he be good? And if he's on, how many games does he miss?
Whose deal
is... I guess you get out of the deal.
Just make sure he,
right?
Yeah. Make sure he gets that good.
You get out of the deal. You know, next time he tests positive, big trouble, he's out a year, and then after that, he's banned.
But whose deal ends first? Is it Cano or Bonilla?
I think Bonilla goes beyond 2000. I think Bonilla.
In hindsight, it's not that bad when you put it like that, Adam.
Bonilla's deferred payments, I think, go through 2030.
That is.
It's good.
Brilliant.
It's one of my the fact that I'm living in 2018 and we're still talking about Bobby Bonilla getting paid until 2030.
I need his agent.
It's like my favorite thing.
It's great.
I understand it. I've looked at the contract. I know how
Look
it's happening
this.
And why it's happening.
Oh, this is
doesn't make it. Oh my God!
True.
This man is a saint. This is actually better than.
I've actually.
Thank you so much.
I've never met Willie. This is the first time, and he's bringing hot
Willie
nerds.
Ramirez comes down with coffee. This is so much better. We love the Markness when he does Sunday Mondays.
Sunday Mondays.
When he brings in the Sundays in the summer, but man, some hot coffee right now.
He brought some for Chrissy, too. Sorry, Chrissy, you don't visit.
I was just about to say, where's mine, Willie?
He's driving over.
He did. He brought you one.
He said he's leaving. He did bring you one.
Yeah.
He thought you were on scene.
What a saint.
He's got the word. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
You're the
Thanks,
best.
Willie.
Thanks, bro.
You
hey,
the
let's
man.
Get a picture. Hold on, Willie. Let's get a picture. I'm going to throw this while I take the picture. What's going on with Patrick Corbin today? Is it done or not? Patrick Corbin, early in the day, he's going to the Phillies. By the middle of the day, nope. Nats are going to get him. $24 million a year, potentially.
Wow.
Yeah, I'll take Corbin over Robinson Cano. Thank you very much. You know exactly what's going to come out of it, at least on some level. The kid's a producer. You don't have to worry about him spending time off because of a suspension. Well, kind of sticks with my feelings, though, that no one's going to Philly, Steve. Told you no one goes to Philly.
That was a good call. That was almost as good as my Adrian Peterson has nothing left yesterday.
You did have a great number. He rushed four. Yeah! All right. We're doing picture taking, doing radio. It's great radio.
In fairness, he had 8 carries for 8 yards apart from the 90-yard run.
Thanks, Willie.
What a hero.
So Corbin goes to the Nats, which also adds to the theme I've been talking about for what now? 4 years? You know who else was in on him but wouldn't pony up the extra money? Because they can't compete with the evil umpires of baseball anymore. Guess who fell short? Yankees again.
They're broke.
They're not broke. No, they don't have as much money
They're frugal.
As some of these other owners. They just don't. the market, that's fine, but they won't throw caution to the wind. They won't throw, you know, at risk their personal wealth. These Steinbrenner boys are cheap asses. Their dad was not. Their dad was a psycho. They lose out on Patrick Corbin.
Yep.
They offered him 5 years, $100 million, and they're like, we can't go beyond that. And the Nats stepped up, beat out the Phillies and the Yankees. Now, take a breath for a second. I'm so glad they didn't get him.
What?
I'm so glad they didn't. That's a ridiculous deal.
Too much. Yes.
He's not a $20 million a year pitcher.
Well,
I wouldn't pay any pitcher, really. I wouldn't pay any pitcher more than 3 years. And the way you work now, if you're going to buy as an evil empire, you get someone who's under control. The Red Sox destroyed the White Sox for Chris Sale. Destruction. The White Sox traded a guy who was under control for 3 more years at $13 and $14 million a year. That's what you do. You don't go and get Nate Eovaldi, Patrick Corbin, and then pay them $20 million a year. You just don't do it.
I think you're correct. I mean, it is the right move, but it's not. I know it's not what the fans want. I know it's not what the Yankees have done in the past, but it is probably the better approach.
Big 5 and 5 is coming up in 10 minutes. A quickie look at the Ion game, and we're getting ready for VGK and the Caps. We're in front of Beer House in the park. Stop by and say hi. Make sure you're bundled up. It's a little bit chilly tonight.
Visit Cofield's Corner on LVSportsNetwork.com for access to the latest podcasts and best interviews.
Back, leg, and neck pain can drive you nuts, right? It does for me, and it can affect you every day. It can make you feel freaking grumpy and hard to get through that workday. Well, I found some relief for you, the Cofield & Company listener. Get into the Good Feet store ASAP. It's not going to cost you anything to go. You try on the product and see how it feels. The experts at Good Feet will get to know you just like they did for me, because they want to understand what your work environment is like, your favorite recreational activities. Why? Well, it's important to properly match you to the appropriate art support. When I was there, they had me walk around, try the different styles. They even tell you to leave, take the art supports for a test walk. The experts at the Good Feet store are there to help you, not simply sell something, and they want to try to give you the long-term solution that you've been looking for. Hit the Good Feet store any day, 7 days a week. That personalized fitting is free. There's a Good Feet store at 26 West Sahara and 4150 Blue Diamond, just west of the Silverton. Get into the Good Feet store today and get $100 free of Good Feet's patented three-step system.
College football fans, the Mitsubishi Motors Las Vegas Bowl is back. Sam Boyd Stadium, Saturday, December 15th. Don't miss the 21st-ranked Fresno State Bulldogs as they take on the Arizona State Sun Devils for the first time in 77 years. The free Bud Light pregame fan fest opens at 9 a.m., and the game kicks off at 12:30 p.m. live on ABC. Tickets are on sale now at lvbowl.com. The Mitsubishi Motors Las Vegas Bowl, where college football bowl season begins.
Okay, here's the deal. You're a freelancer, a hired hand, a self-made, self-owned business of one. Whether you're a contractor, creative director, or consultant, you're the boss. And that makes things easy. Unless, of course, you're trying to get a mortgage. When it comes to qualifying for a cash-out refi, gig economy workers come with more obstacles, more complexities, and more stress, right? Wrong. Dial 855-875-CASH, and one of our cash-out mortgage specialists will help you qualify for the lowest interest loan possible, regardless of your source of income. It's the easiest call you'll make all day. That's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today. First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Group, DBA Cash Call Mortgage, 19500 Jamboree Road, Irvine, California, 92612, NMLS 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing terms and restrictions. Again, that's 855-875-CASH. Make the cash call today.
Fragrance makes for dreamy holiday gifts, and Ulta Beauty is the place to get them. So gift your impossible-to-impress daughter an irresistible scent from Clinique My Happy, and gift your hard-to-please sister a fruity and floral scent from KKW Fragrance. And then get ready to gift yourself, too, because when you buy a fragrance of $50 or more, you'll get a free plush throw or luxury robe for having the good sense to gift great scents. Get ready to gift. Get ready to glam. Get ready to shine brighter. Ulta Beauty. The possibilities are beautiful.
Message and data rates may apply.
Mission Control, I have a hair loss emergency.
How severe is your hair loss?
My hair is falling out. Repeat, my hair is falling out.
Roger, I've got visual. Can confirm bald spot, thinning hair, and a receding hairline.
Get to a safe place and text Bosley immediately.
Gentlemen, if you're losing your hair, Bosley can rebuild your hairline. We have the technology to give you your real hair back permanently. Get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card by texting KEY to 85850. We have the capability to show you for free a future without hair loss. We're America's number one hair restoration expert, and our permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Bosley can rebuild natural-looking hair that's better than ever. Rebuild your confidence. Rebuild the man. Get your free information kit and free gift card for $250 off by texting KEY to 85850. That's KEY to 85850.
Every Friday during football season, join us from 6 until 7 p.m. for the William Hill Radio Show, hosted by Paulie Howard, live from Hooters Casino Hotel. He'll break down all the weekend action, including who bettors are backing the most. After the show, make Hooters Casino Hotel your home for game day with great food and drink specials, plus continuous live in-play wagering. For all the details, visit williamhill.us. Saturdays and Sundays during football season, enjoy $5 buckets of Bud Light and Michelob Ultra from 10 p.m. till 9 a.m. in the underground lounge and porch.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. The holidays are by far my favorite time of year. It's a great time to spend with family and friends. Unfortunately, accidents do happen. So if you have been hurt, call me at 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com. Happy holidays. Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
I told you the $12 haircuts ain't getting it done anymore. So my new stop is Swagger Men's Grooming. Hey, it's Steve Cofield. You see me doing the daily videos, making TV appearances, working the sidelines of the college games. I can't be looking like a total scrub with my do and this sweet mustache. They do haircuts, beard trims, face shaves, hair color, and waxing. Shampoo and a little massage is included. And if you mention Cofield and Company or Sports Radio, Swagger will give you that nose wax for free. It's at Coronado and Eastern. Swagger Men's Grooming. Walk in and swagger out.
Vegas Golden Knights have set the NHL world and Vegas on fire. See them December 9th against Dallas from the Flight Deck. Presented by Allegiant. The Flight Deck is where all the off-the-ice excitement happens. From the Knights Castle to the Knight Line. Tickets to the Flight Deck include a general admission, standing room only ticket. All you can eat, food, beer, and wine. Tickets are $140 per game. Save up to 20% off single game pricing. Go to lvsportsnetwork.com and use the promo code RADIO. Resale and transfer are restricted on these Flight Deck sales. Tickets will be delivered by a flash seats 48 hours before the game.
Are you dingy? Well, not you. I mean your car or truck. Does it have a ding, dent, or scratch on the body or bumper that makes you cringe when you see it? Dent Pro Las Vegas will come to you and fix it on the spot. Dent Pro Mobile Paintless Dent Removal will send out a licensed, certified tech. Prices start at $99 a dent with discounts on multiple dents. Visit DentProLasVegas.com or call 702-368-DENT. That's 702-368-3368 to schedule today.
Universal Solar Direct. Pay less for your electric.
Nevada license 79863.
Last winter, Lotus Broadcasting held our annual Christmas party at Reflection Bay Golf Club at Lake Las Vegas. And I must tell you, I was totally impressed. Reflection Bay Golf Club is top-notch all the way, and it's the ideal setting for holiday parties, weddings, corporate events, and more. They can handle any size crowd up to 200 people. And now Reflection Bay is proud to announce celebrity chef Scott Cummings from Hell's Kitchen TV series. Plan your next big event at Reflection Bay Golf Club at Lake Las Vegas. Go to reflectionbaygolf.com.
It's Cofield and Company's Eye on Sports Gambling, presented by Swagger Men's Grooming.
I'm going to kill your bookmaker. I'm going to rip his throat out. I will step on his throat until the man chokes. Let me tell you how. Winners, 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 winners. Free, 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 free.
God, I love what's happened to the Heisman odds, because I know I said this in November. When Tua in the Heisman got to minus 1,000, I'm like, wait a second. There's four games left. You've got the freaking Oklahoma quarterback, Kyler Murray, is having an awesome year. Well, you got to wait. You got to wait until the season's over. And now, updated odds. Again, Tua on 11-5 was minus 1,000. You had to bet 10 to win one. Now Murray's the favorite.
It's amazing.
Kyler Murray, 2-1, 175. Tua, plus 150. So pretty tight race. And then Gooch's guy, Haskins from Ohio State, is way behind, 60-1.
Yeah, I think it's a two-man race. I mean, and you're right. This is what you talk about, and the reason we even talk about odds. And by the way, you can't bet Heisman in Vegas, I think, after November 18th.
Okay, so this is faraway places.
Yeah, because I think once the ballots are sent out, Nevada Gaming makes them take it off the board.
Okay. Well, yeah, because then all of a sudden you could have inside information.
Yeah. So I just want to make sure people know that when we talk about these things. But and we go over these because we talk about that all year. Like, you never make the bet when all of a sudden it looks like, oh, this guy's going to win. Like, it's such a natural instinct to see a guy have, like, three great games in a row.